Hello, and welcome to Run Your World with April Grant. I know it's been a while, and before I had a co-host, Quaya, it's all good. She's working a lot, and getting our schedules together just wasn't working. So I'm pursuing this alone. Today I want to talk to you about sometimes it's not your why, but your what. Just a little bit about me. I'm just going to do a quick rundown. I mean, super quick. I am a lawyer turned stay-at-home mother turned real estate agent. And ultimately, that last turn was for a few reasons. One, I always believe wealth is in real estate. And no matter what you do, land will always be here. No matter how old you get, you will always have a piece of property under your foot, whether it's owned by you, the city, or someone else. So I believe you can only really have true wealth through real estate. But that didn't stop me from trying other ventures. My first venture into the entrepreneurial world was actually a company called Warm Spirit. It was started by a Black woman. It's a Black skincare line. It had the first that I know of soy candles. And it also had the shea butter and coconut oil scrubs before I saw them anywhere else. Now, I say that I've seen them. I'm not into any of that. And quite frankly, that was part of the problem. I'm not into my beauty care routine. I should be. I really should be. I really need to take more time and energy for my beauty care routine. But ultimately, I find a product on the shelf that is of reasonable price and works just fine, and I go with it. And as much as I liked Warm Spirit, my strength was always the background. My strength was planning, preparing, and even though I could meet people and talk to them, I couldn't sell them on a product I didn't believe in. I just couldn't in my heart of hearts. Talking to the upline, it was always, well, just remember your why. Why are you doing this? And at the time, I had a very young child, fresh out of law school, and I needed extra money. But no amount of money made me want to tell people to spend $18 on a candle. I just didn't want to. I couldn't convince myself that it's a great deal. It's not a bad deal. But at that time, the prices were rivaling Yankee Candle, but the sizes were small. They were 12 ounces, I believe, 8 ounces, maybe even 8 ounces. And I was like, I am not going to try to convince people that they should spend $18 on 8 ounce of candle. You can, and I'll buy it occasionally. And I can't even say that it wasn't worth it. The candles lasted forever. I think it took me like 4 months of regular use for me to go through one of the candles. So it was definitely worth the price. But knowing my spending, it didn't seem honest to sell other people on an $18 candle. So that went out the door. And if you're wondering, Warm Spirit is no longer here, but it was replaced by a company called Soul Purpose. So if you see a Soul Purpose rep, go for it. Buy a great soy candle. Also, the company Warm Spirit struggled because it came in during the same time Bath and Body Works decided that they wanted to do a in-home MLM program. So that failed for my venture failed for many reasons. Anyway, the next thing I tried was Mary Kay. Tried and true product line. I knew many people who did it. Everyone seemed to be successful selling things. They would come to, I would go to the meetings, the rah-rah meetings, and, you know, someone would sell, you know, make their goals and bonuses. I knew several people that owned the pink cars and Cadillacs. And I was like, that's really cool. I would love to have, well, maybe not pink, but, you know, get a free car. That'd be awesome. Waited, worked again, better at behind the scenes. I came up with some awesome planning tools to make things run more efficiently and get consistent business. But I don't have a brand that I stick to. I don't wear makeup all the time. I wear what I wear. And all the people I knew who were Mary Kay that wore makeup looked gorgeous. I mean, they really did take care of their skin. They use the products to death and they always look great in them. And I look great when I put it on too. But the number of days that I put on makeup, maybe one day a week to go to church. So I didn't feel, again, I didn't feel honest trying to sell these people. I wouldn't say overpriced because they're definitely cheaper than MAC, but more than I was willing to spend on any given day on makeup. So I gave up. Then the third company was Beachbody, actually. Now, Beachbody, if you don't know who Beachbody is, they are a fitness program company made famous by Insanity and P90, P90X. What other products? They have a lot. 21 Day Fit, Fab, something. And 21 Day Fix. That's it. 21 Day Fix. And a lot of other programs. And I use their programs, actually. I had used their programs for quite a while. I had P90X for years. I would do it in my bedroom, you know, running around. And I was like, I could do this. I'm into fitness. And I'm going to get this sold. And I'm going to sell all these products. And they had this product, Shakeology. And it didn't taste great. But, you know, with the right mix, you can make it taste okay, digestible. I know, not a ringing endorsement, but it was good. Like, I felt great on it. Like, I liked actually drinking it, even though the taste had something to be wanted, left something to be wanted. So a few months after I got in, I got pregnant, and my baby girl, who's now 6, did not like mom to exercise. She did not like mom to do much of anything. So she took a lot of my energy all of the time. And when I say nothing, I would get winded walking to the car because she would take so much of my energy. So obviously, working out and selling workout products were not for me at that time. And quite frankly, the only thing I really sold was the Shakeology. I think I sold like 6 programs and 4 subscriptions to the Shakeology. Ultimately, I ended up keeping this subscription for myself because during Christmas, you could get huge discounts and basically get the programs for a quarter of the price. So that was my goal. I would just wait till Christmas and buy a bunch of stuff for really cheap. And then I had to really weigh the options of how much I was spending on the monthly fees, because of course there's a monthly fee, in return for a discounted product and how much of the product I was buying. So that was MLM attempt 3. Then I tried to do a couple of things on my own. There was actually a graphic design business I started, and I started blogging. Blogging made some headway. That probably went the farthest. In blogging, I would be happy to sit there and blog, but it got old real fast. I know there are other bloggers out there who manage to talk about their kids nonstop and be creative and be interesting. And I think my kids are funny and interesting. I just don't think they're that interesting to share every piece of knowledge with him, like with the world, every single funny comment and just our lives. I just couldn't expose our lives that way. And I wasn't comfortable doing it. And ultimately that even fell apart because some of the people I admired who seemed to get some of the bigger contracts, they were falling off. So instead of them having a blog, it was like, oh, I have a blog and the side business. Isn't the side business great? And it made me think, are you really making all that much money blogging? Because if you are, then why do you have the side business? So it made me really question blogging in general. And so it made me kind of fall out of love with the idea of blogging. So those were, that's what, five different things that I tried. And none of them really worked. And it wasn't that I didn't have a why, because I had a very strong why. I have a lot of bills. I have student loans. I have my legal loans for my law degree. I have three kids now. And I want to live a decent life. I have a lot of why. But I couldn't be passionate about anything for more than a couple months because, quite frankly, after a while, I didn't care. I mean, I get it. There are some people out there who say, you know what? Forget it. I can care. I can sell ice. I can sell, yeah, what is it? Ice to an igloo. That's the saying. I'm sorry. Ice to an igloo. I can sell an igloo to an Eskimo. Or I can sell ice to an Eskimo. I'll move on. But ultimately, that's not my personality. I can't try to sell someone something that they don't want and I'm not passionate about. So when I hear people say, you know, just remember your why, just remember your why. All you have to do is wake up every morning and remember your why and you'll be successful. That can work in some situations. When you find that right niche, that piece that goes with you, that piece of you that connects with this idea, say it's business coaching or prepaid legal. If you have a passion for actually making sure people have legal insurance, it's a lot easier to sell it. I mean, you don't even have to have a passion, but if you really understand the need, and there are certain communities that probably need it more than others and will use it on a regular basis, it's a great product to have. But if you can't really put that thrust behind it on a daily basis and go out there and shop it, and instead of loving it, you're dreading it, it may not be your why that's the problem. It may be your what. Maybe you haven't found your what. For me, it took about five different attempts because I just said, oh, I'm going to do the why and I'm going to do all the things they told me to do. And I would say for the most part, I did. For the most part, I did really, you know, make the contacts, try to set an appointment, all these things, read their scripts. But I would read the scripts and I didn't even believe them. So how can I sell it to you? So I would just get very bored and tired of asking people, only to find out that they didn't care. And quite frankly, now I'm actually happy that all of my ventures were before social media, because I would have gone through this with all my friends. And instead of just a phone call or email, hey, I have this information, da 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 da, it's gone forever. Like, I don't feel the need to bombard them because I know the new tactics are bombard your friends, post it a million times, let everyone know what you're doing, which of course you have to do because with social media, everything moves so quickly. So you can see a picture 1 second and then if you glance away, the page refreshes and it's gone. But once you find that passionate project, and like for me, it's real estate, I believe wholeheartedly that people need real estate for wealth. Now, it's not like you can't get money other ways, but every single millionaire in this world has property, whether it's their home, whether it's the land of their business, whether it's just land. I mean, some people just literally go find cheap land around the outskirts of, I think that's repetitive, on the outskirts of towns and sit and hold it while it's developing. They pay $12,000 and the taxes are $100 a year. And they sit and hold until the city develops to that area. And they'll do that forever. And then when the city actually does develop to that area, now they want to buy the land for $100,000 or $200,000 because now it's a necessity piece of land. So, but that gets me riled up. And if you haven't noticed, there's a very distinct change in my voice when I talk about real estate than when I talked about real Warren Spirit or Mary Kay or a graphic design business or Beachbody. So ultimately, I'm just condensing it to say sometimes it's not your why. Your why could be there. You could really be feeling it. And the what's not happening. And if this is the issue, and the reason I wanted to do this podcast is because if this is the issue, then you really need to find out what that is that will make you get up every morning with enthusiasm and push towards your why. Because your why is super important. There's a reason you have a why. There's a reason you started a side hustle. People don't wake up fulfilled every day and say, oh, by the way, I just feel like I want to work an extra 3 hours today. They're working an extra 3 hours because they have a why. They have a parent. They have a need. And maybe sometimes their why is a social cause. Your why can be you want to change. Like a friend of mine owns a website. It's all about social awareness. And it's called Momovation. And her why is she wants to change the world. Like that's her actual why. She wants to get rid of all the junk science out there and what the government pushes and what these companies are pushing to say that what is better or not better for you. She wants to make sure that you get real facts, not fake facts. She wants to make sure that you are told the truth about the products that you are putting in your body and on your body and around your body. So she pays herself, independent scientists that have no bearing to her at all, and just says, hey, these are a bunch of products. Tell me which ones are good and which ones are bad. And that's it. That's all she does. She doesn't say, you know, I want this one, because she doesn't own any of the products. She has no stock in any of it. So she doesn't go in there with an agenda saying, oh, this part's good and this part's bad. I want the results to come out this way. Okay, so I've gone on a complete tangent. But the whole point is she found her passion, and her passion is netting her the results that she wants. And of course, the money comes with it because she gets to now be able to talk to organizations and consult on these issues because she's gone through the work and done the research. So ultimately, I'm going to leave you with this question. Is your side hustle a passion of yours? Or is it just something you're doing? Well, this is April Grant and the first episode back on Run Your World. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm going to say that all again just for you. This is April Grant and this is the first episode of Run Your World. We're back and I hope you stay and join me.